Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here doing another podcast installation, a look into my life and how credit made my imaginations come true. I want to talk to you today about something that many credit repair companies or individuals in debt settlement, debt solutions, credit solutions aren't talking about. Because many of these companies are not reviewing consumer reports. They're actually reviewing your reports from third-party monitoring services. And because of that, they're not seeing some details that are mission critical to helping clients of theirs understand why they cannot leverage themselves to the next level. They're not able to level up with their leverage. All right. I want to talk about today demand deposit activity, DDA, demand deposit activity. For some time, I've been noticing demand deposit activity on the supplemental sections of consumer reports. Okay. And you'll see in this section that finance companies, payday loan companies, and other lending institutions are and have been for some time requesting banking activity of the clients or of the applicants that are applying for loans. Now, many of you think the Ultra FICO score, which is launching sometime this year, 2019, we're in March right now, and this is going to be a component where FICO supposedly is going to give a bump to all applicants that allow banking and lending institutions to access their bank records, all right, to see their banking activity. Now, you think this is something that's new. I've been sounding the alarm on this for years. I've been practicing and offering this service under the name the Wealth Score Academy or Wealth Score Services, all right, to high net worth clients that have gone through my credit repair program. I've been doing this now for a few years. I've actually completed the service on myself several years in a row. And I tell you, 70 plus data reports that very interesting information is collected about you that private organizations sell to credit bureaus and creditors, all right, which gives a more granular review of you, your character, your banking activity, your background, your education, your lifestyle, your social media representation. Just a slew of things that are of and beyond your credit reports, your major credit reports, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Of course, I teach this as three minor credit bureaus as well that banks and lending institutions are consulting. All right. And then there are some minor credit bureaus that are up and coming. Essentially, these reports that I speak of are data reports. And these data reports convert after so much use by banks and lending institutions and creditors that eventually they tap into becoming a known adverse action contributor to application. So when that happens, a lot of citizens learn of these companies, these private organizations, then they have to convert themselves from data reporters or data miners. Okay, that's MINERS, data miners, to actual credit bureaus, all right? Prior to becoming a credit bureau, they are a data reporter. Okay. Now, I talked about there's a company that has been revealing your banking activity for, well, the company's been around for 20 plus years. And I show in my WealthScore Academy and in my master classes and workshops a copy of the data report that shows 10 years of my banking activity history. All right, my debits, my deposits, my credits, and lenders, banks are actually on the report as a inquirer, meaning they have accessed the report when I applied for credit cards, auto loans, personal loans. So to me, to say that the Ultra FICO score is something that's going to give banks permission to review your banking activity, and that's going to potentially give you a bump in your credit score, I say that's suicide. And I say that that's something that has been happening for many, many years before Ultra FICO score. And the reason I say it's suicide is because if you have a banking reserve that is only 3 to 4 months of your actual expenses, you're assuring a lender or a creditor that you do not have any more room to take on any more debt. So when you open up your banking activity, it could have an adverse effect on your approval or your application or the underwriting of your application. I say continue to utilize the FICO score and the credit reports as the merit of your ability to pay and your time on the job and, of course, your annual income. But I don't say that unless you're extremely liquid to allow banks to go in and secure their ability to feel and know that you can potentially pay the debt. If that was the case, why would we need the FICO score? Everything should be secure or secured debt, like a secured credit card. Okay? You know, the banking activity or the creditor activity has a certain amount of risk involved in it. If you mitigate all the risk out of it and you collateralize every application or every loan or every credit card, you essentially are not in the business of capitalism because you want to make sure every client that you have is a success and able to pay you. That doesn't happen in capitalism. Well, anyway, let's get back to DDA. Sorry for my rant. Demand deposit activity. Now, what that means is your banking activity is released to creditors, lenders. All right. And if that information is already on your consumer report, and finance companies and lenders and banks are reviewing that data, and I can prove that that data has been available, who's giving the permissible use for demand deposit activity to be released to the companies that are requesting it? And what company is releasing that information? That's what I teach in the WealthScore Academy. That's what I teach in my master classes. These data reports that make the credit reports, these data reports that actually are more granular and detailed about you than your credit report. All right. We all know that mortgage banks for years have been looking at LexisNexis in conjunction with your 2 years tax returns, your 3 pay stubs. All right. 3 bank account statements. Your 3 credit scores to get your mid score. And then above and beyond that, LexisNexis to see if you have any public records, particularly bankruptcies or tax liens or judgments. Okay. So if that data report has been circulating for years, and now in the last few years, the general public is becoming aware of LexisNexis, what was that report considered to the mortgage bank at the time that the general public didn't know about LexisNexis? What did they consider that? It wasn't a credit report, and if it had an adverse action on the mortgage application, that wasn't sent to you in the declination letter. The name of LexisNexis wasn't disclosed in the declination letter, but it was a part of the adverse action. So we have to be very careful how we allow banks and lending institutions to go up and beyond what has been a standard, okay, what has been an underwriting standard for years. For years. This is why it's so important that I teach you to freeze these data reports, these 70 plus data reports that I've discovered, and there's more being discovered daily. I teach that you must freeze these reports because you want to keep the bankers and the lending institutions honest enough to say to you, hey, I want to access another report about you. And this is the name of it. It's frozen. Would you unfreeze that report so we can access it? And then at least you know what's being reviewed. So if you want to learn more about these data reports, you can reach out to me at support@secretwealthscore.com. support@secretwealthscore.com. Or you can, for a limited time, gain access to the Wealth Score Academy for $97 for 30 days for limited time access. All right, this is a limited time offer and a limited time access is 30 days. All right, you can go to Secret Wealth Score Coach. I'm sorry, it's Wealth Score Coach, www.wealthscorecoach.com. Again, that's www.wealthscorecoach.com. I look forward to seeing you in the Wealth Score Academy and training you. I also look forward to seeing you in my upcoming Wealth Score Masterclasses. All right. You can go to the website or email me for the dates of the upcoming Wealth Score Masterclasses.